During the 2020 lockdowns, Kelly and I made this podcast to talk about the movies that we love while bored at home. We tried so many different ways to record and edit, but found it difficult, and we experienced some bad sound quality until we found Zencastr. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen, knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcasts all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. So go to zencastr.com/pricing and use our code SYTYI, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experiences we do for all of our podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.
Hey guys, you've heard us talk about how we want to live our lives in balance with our hectic work lives to getting a workout in and treating our bodies better. I've been changing my routine up at the gym and getting myself to eat better. And one thing I'm adding is liquid IV. In one stick, I'm getting 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than if I drank water alone. It's great for those tough workouts where I need an extra boost or when I'm feeling a little run down after a long day at work. I love how on-the-go this packaging is. I throw a few in my gym or my work bag, and it takes up zero space. And the taste is amazing. Since it's summertime, I'm reaching more for strawberry lemonade. And with other great summer flavors like watermelon and guava, there's something for everyone. And it's not just the flavor that will have you grabbing for more. Like I said, Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins like B3, B5, B6, and B12, and vitamin C. And it's made with premium ingredients. So if you want to up your hydration game this summer, get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code SYTYI at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using our code SYTYI at liquidiv.com.
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to say you think you're iconic. The movie podcast. And someone please help Nicki Minaj. Please.
Yes. Yes. She has been up. Do you cry for help for her?
Yes. Like, she has been up for almost 72 hours.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. I don't even care about the beef. Like, I want her to just go sleep. Yeah. Please.
Yeah, at this point, it's not even healthy. Someone do a wellness check.
Like, who is taking care of your child at this moment?
Right. Because you're clearly not taking care of yourself.
You have been on Twitter for almost 72 straight hours. That is insane.
Yeah. No, no beef is worth that.
No beef is worth that. Also, why are you beefing when someone says that your husband is a... Never mind. Yeah. Kelly, how was your week?
It was pretty good. It was very long because, you know, it's an actual work week that started on Monday, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Last night, I met my cousin's girlfriend for the first time. She's super sweet. Also, I did not know that my cousin was like a low-key gourmet chef. I walk into his house and he's got, you know, at like those fancy restaurants that do like, what do they call it? You know, when they have like stages of the meal, what is that called?
Courses.
And you know, like they come on those like fancy plates sometimes. He had like fancy little rock slab little plates. He had, like, the rice all nice on one side. We had Indian food. And he had, like, a little, like, you know when they, like, do the little stripe of, like, sauce? And then the main course? It was like that. And I'm like, sir, I didn't know we were doing that fancy. Like, I just brought some little desserts from a cute little cafe I found. Like, I didn't know we were doing all this. And then he's all like, oh, no, yeah, this is fine. It's all like, I just like doing this. I'm like, dang, okay, I thought we were just doing something chill. But the food was really good. His girlfriend's super sweet. She thought I was 18.
Fine.
Fun. Like, thank you, girl. Because she was like, she wanted me to guess how old she was. She did not look her age, by the way. She's gorgeous. And then she's all like, and what, you're like, what, 18? And I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm
So
not,
sweet.
but thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, I did not know that my cousin was such a chef. He had like drinks made out. He had like presentation, and he's like, do you want more cilantro on that? I'm like, gosh dang, pop off, friend. I'm coming over a lot more now.
Cook for me.
No, seriously, at this point, I will provide anything you need. Just like make sure it looks cute, like whatever you did tonight. That was great. Thanks.
Here's the thing about cooking. I don't mind cooking. I hate the cleaning up after.
Yeah, I'm okay with the cleanup for when I'm baking, because there's that time where when something is baking, or like if you're making bread and the dough needs to rest, you can wash things during that time. But like cooking, once you're done, you just look at all the pots and pans you use and you're like, ah, no,
I don't
I'm
want to do
good.
this.
Yeah, I'm so good right now. And if there's leftovers and people are like, oh, we got to put it away, I'm like, someone else has got to do that at this point.
That's why I prefer to just order food. I really just don't want to have to clean up after I cook.
Yeah, the cleanup sucks.
But I can't afford to just be ordering
I
food all
know.
the
I got myself a little Taco Bell yesterday, but that's it. That's it.
I went a little crazy. I did Taco Bell on Friday, and then I went over to my aunt's house, and so on my way over there, I got Jack in a Box. That's about it.
Oh my gosh, speaking of food places, do you know what's coming to my town, Jordan? Finally?
I'm trying to remember what was already over there. There was a
Not a
Taco
lot.
Bell. There was a Sonic, but that was kind of far. I think there was a Church's, which concerns me.
There was a Church's, yeah.
I don't know. What are you getting?
We're getting a Cold
Jeez.
Stone.
Oh, fun.
I'm so
Great.
excited.
I would probably never go because for some reason in my backwards mind, I only get it when it's cold outside.
It's always hot out here, so.
Yeah, so I would never get Cold Stone, which is so funny because like I'll go to Sonic if it's hot, but for some Cold Stone, only when it's cold.
I see the association because it's got cold in its name, but Cold Stone is just so elite. Like their ice cream is so
Is.
good.
It's
Like,
so good. I love cake batter, my favorite ice cream of all time.
it's so good. And then like even the little concoctions that they make for you, oh my Lord, it's so freaking good. So I'm very, very excited to finally get a Cold Stone. They said they'd be here because I guess they already started the construction on whatever store that they're using. They said they'd be here at the end of the year, and I'm like, heck yeah, what the heck? I don't care when y'all are opening, I'm going in there and I'm getting some ice cream.
Sounds good. I
So
love
I'm
that
very
for you.
excited about
Very
that.
excited.
Thank you. How was your week?
Work-wise, it was okay. I didn't really have anything to do this week, so I kept having to like stretch stuff out. So, yeah, there was that. And then I got tickets to Lovers and Friends.
You did. Yes, you did.
So that was an exciting time. My cousin
That's the
literally called
highlight.
me when like it was time to buy the tickets, and she was like, "What are we getting?" And I was just like, because they wanted to do like a hotel package, and I was like,
Oh,
that
yeah.
seems like a waste of money. Because then they were talking
Yeah.
about doing. Because she was like, yeah, they have hotel packages, and then you can also add on like brunch the next day and like going to
Yes.
the club the night before. And I was like, I'm not
I
going
saw
to the
that.
club the night before.
Yeah.
I go stand outside in the Las Vegas heat for
Yeah.
14 hours. That's
Yeah.
not happening. And I was like, plus, It would just be cheaper to get a hotel literally just not on the strip.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. And then I texted her yesterday. I was like, okay, what hotel did you guys get? And she was like, I thought you were getting the hotel. And I was like, oh my God, this is
Oh
why
my
I hate
gosh.
making I was like, this is why I hate making plans with you. I was like, yeah, I got my hotel.
Right. I don't know where you're staying.
Was like, I thought you guys were getting either
Hotel package.
the hotel package, or you were just gonna get another hotel. I was like, if you guys want, we could share a room, I guess. And she's like, no,
Right.
we don't have to. Just like, what hotel did you get? And so I just told her what hotel I got. Thank God, because I
Okay.
didn't want to share a room with them. Sharing a room with a couple sounds like literal torture.
It is. It is. I've shared a room with my brother and his girlfriend. I'm good.
I just want my own place I can go and like decompress after the day because I know I'm gonna need it.
Yeah, you will.
So yeah. And
I'm
then
excited for you, though.
I'm excited for me. Also, that brings up the fact that for this year, I've made the conscious decision that I will have three concerts in my budget for this year. And Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion already have two of those slots.
Yep.
So everybody else better step up their music.
Also, a Tori, I know we're not, you don't have a tour coming up or anything, but can you release that freaking album, please?
Thank you.
Please.
How are you gonna be teasing a song a month ago and then you're like, okay, it comes out in another month.
Right. And I'm like, girl.
Girl.
Like, I'm so excited you're like making all this music, but like, can you finish something that you already started? I'm
Yeah.
just
Please.
asking.
And also, yes, go on tour.
Yeah, go on tour. Bigger stadium, please.
Go on tour and not one of those crappy little small tours like you did the last tour. Because literally, I went on to buy a ticket and they were sold out before it had even been a minute.
Oh my Lord.
I was gonna go by myself to the one in San Francisco,
Yep.
but I literally couldn't get a ticket.
What the heck? Tori, please.
Please.
I'm begging you.
Please. Thank you. Do
Thank
better.
you. Love you, girl. I'll do better.
And then lastly for this week, I did my own taxes for the first time, like solely on my own. Like I've been doing my taxes by myself, but usually I'll like ask someone for help on like this or that. I did
Yeah,
this one
yeah.
solely on my own.
That's terrifying.
And let's all pray that I don't go to jail.
Yeah, please. We don't need that this year.
I was literally reading and rereading things to just make sure I was doing everything right.
No.
I don't know. Let's just hope I don't go to jail.
We got a number and we're just gonna roll with it.
By the way, that was my lowest tax return I've ever gotten in my entire life.
I'm so sad.
Even when I was a broke college student, I got a bigger tax return than that. Like literally, I used to be able to go on trips with my tax return. I can't do that
Yeah,
with
that's
this tax
true.
return.
No.
Trump, you will rue this day.
You will rue this
You
day.
will rue this day. When you are burning in hell for all the other crappy stuff you did, you
True.
remember how you changed that tax law in 2017 and how you ruined taxes for
For everyone.
lower slash middle class people.
Yeah.
You freaking snake. I hate you. Rot in hell. Look, don't play with my tax refund, girl. Don't
Yeah,
play with my tax
yeah.
refund.
No, I get it.
But yeah, I guess that's it for me.
Okay.
So, Kelly, are you ready
Yes.
to talk about our movie this week?
Of course I am.
Cool. So, this week we will be talking about Speed, not the recreational
Yes.
drug, the
Yeah,
movie.
no. Yeah, we're let's just make that
Let's just make that very clear. We're not gonna go on an hour-long tirade about the cocaine-based drug.
Yeah.
If that's even what it's based on, I honestly don't know. I know nothing about drugs. I'm so sorry.
I mean neither.
Maybe that's a speed ball I'm thinking of, or maybe those are the same thing. I don't know.
Who knows?
The
Not me.
Not me. Y'all be easy, though. So, our movie starts with a security officer walking in on a man messing with an elevator shaft and the man killing him when he's confronted. We then cut to a bunch of office workers getting to an elevator as the man sets off bombs, causing the elevator to fall and the emergency brakes to kick in.
This whole scene was so dramatic.
It was. Honestly, why did he kill that security officer? Why?
No, seriously.
Why did he have to cut both the like main line and the like emergency line of the elevator shaft?
I know, this man was like, this thing is going down. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what. I'm like, dude,
Also, from what we learned later, why was he killing innocent regular civilians?
I don't know, man. Right.
Crazy's gonna do what crazy does.
Sure.
And so, the building is evacuated as emergency personnel, including a bomb squad, comes in. And we meet Jack Traven and Harry Temple as they enter the building. They literally drive over a hump, scrape up the bottom of their car to get here. And I'm like, you could have went a little bit slower.
They're very. Do all that. That's what I'm saying. This scene is very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Everyone's doing the most.
And so the bomber makes a demand of $3 million or he will blow the emergency brake. And he gives them pretty much 23 minutes to pay because he gave them an hour, but by the time they get to the scene, they have 23 minutes left.
Yeah. I don't think this guy knows how to be a bad guy with a limit.
He's not a good negotiator.
He's not a good negotiator. You give him like 3 hours, you know?
Yeah. Like, an hour. Like, it's going to take longer than that for the bank transfer to happen. It's like,
right.
What do you mean?
At this point, it'll take them 30 minutes to just get everyone there, and then another 15 to get everyone on the same page, and then...
Yeah. Like, you know? They have
like, to unless, unless that was, like, your deal. Like, that was your whole plan to, like, make them short on time so that you would blow it.
In which case, why didn't you just blow it?
Yeah, right.
Also, they have to, like, figure out where the money's going to come from. Mm-hmm. Did you tell them where to put the money? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole lot of things going on. It just doesn't make any sense. And so, Jack and Harry go up to the 32nd floor to get a look at the explosion device, and the bomber, who is in another elevator, hears them come in. Jack and Harry examine the bomb, and after Harry asks Jack, what would he do if a bomber had a hostage while he was trying to get on a plane? And he says he would shoot the hostage to remove the obstacle. And then he gets an idea of using a construction crane to anchor the elevator because he believes that the bomber is going to blow the bombs no matter what, which probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. So they anchor the elevator. And the bomber decides to blow it 3 minutes early. Yeah. It's the crane is barely able to hold on to the elevator before everyone is able to get out and the elevator.
That was so stressful. They were not moving fast enough for me.
They weren't.
They were not.
And that man who was trying to get that woman to get out, you get one. You get one, come on, lady, from me before I just hop. I'm not going to sit there for God knows how long asking you to come on.
Yeah, no. In situations like that where there's a time limit, I love people, but I'm thinking of myself first. Like I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't. And this is why. This is why I don't like people. People like, be dumb.
Girl.
Like I was gonna do you a favor and let you out before I let myself out, and you gonna sit here wasting both of our time? No.
Right.
And so, since the elevator was dropped early, Jack realizes that the bomber is close by, and Harry thinks correctly that the bomber could be hiding in a freight elevator. Why? Because they didn't check any of the freight elevators.
Nope. I mean, to be fair, they didn't have enough time. They just needed to get people out because, you know, the time limit, but yeah.
No, you check every, like, they literally were like, yeah, we checked everything. We checked all the floors and we checked all the elevators. And then Harry was like, wait, we didn't check the freight elevators. And I'm like, why didn't you check the freight? That's just like one extra step.
Right.
Dumb.
Like, this man has got people in an elevator. Why didn't you check the other elevators just in case? Like, I
Just
don't.
in case. Yeah.
Just in case.
And so when they get on top of the freight elevator, the bomber begins to shoot at the top, and Harry falls in. He then sends the elevator to the top to crush Jack, but Jack jumps in, and then he reveals that he has a bomb strapped to his chest and
Of
takes
course.
and like kidnaps Harry. But Jack shoots Harry in the leg, and for some reason, he does not shoot the bomber. Like, he's
Yeah.
just they're just staring at each other. He's like, I wanted my money, Jack. And Jack's like, well, you're not going to get it. And so he just
Right.
runs off, sets off an explosion, and knocks out Jack and Harry.
Like, if I was what's his name's partner, I would have been pissed. I would have been pissed. You shoot me, but don't shoot the guy?
Don't
Nah.
shoot the guy.
I'm pissed.
Like, you shot me with like almost no hesitation, and then when you
Right.
had your gun pointed at this man, you didn't do
You're
anything.
hesitating. Right.
Shoot him in
Nah.
the head.
Right. If you're
Come
shooting
on.
me, it better be worth it. Okay?
Yeah.
I would have quit. I would have been like, nah. You
Yeah, I
shoot me
quit.
on the job, I'm off. I'm out. Never working
Give me
with
my
anybody
benefits.
again.
Yeah, give me my
Exactly.
benefits. I'm not, no.
Also, this is a work-related injury. I got shot by someone on my
Yeah.
own team.
And
Get me
we're in
out of here.
California. Give me those good benefits.
Yes.
And so Harry and Jack get medals of valor, and the bomber is believed to be the only casualty, but he didn't actually die.
No.
And they seemingly didn't check to see if he died.
I know. I.
Like, did y'all find any blood down there? Any body parts?
I mean, Jordan, to be fair, they didn't even check the freight elevator,
They didn't even check that freight elevator. Your tax
so they're
dollars
not
hard
gonna
at
look for
work,
this
y'all.
guy. Yeah.
Tax dollars hard at work.
Woo!
Y'all don't get murdered. They will not find your murderer.
Mm-mm.
Statistically, look it up. Sometime later, Jack is getting coffee and catches up with his bus driver friend Bob before Bob gets back into his bus and it explodes twice. It exploded twice.
That was so aggressive.
It was very aggressive.
So aggressive.
Like, he was like, I really want to make sure this man dies, and I really want to make sure Jack sees it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And if he didn't see the second one, he's all like, I don't know what to do, bro.
I had is like he's like, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been very upset. Like, I planned this perfectly.
He's very dramatic. This guy
Yeah,
is very
very.
dramatic.
And so Jack then gets a call from a payphone, which is ridiculous. And like, how do you call a payphone?
Yeah, this happens in a lot of other movies as
A lot of
well.
other movies, I'm like, how does that work? Like, there's an
Right. Or
entire
people
like
are like, "Hey, I'm at this payphone. Like, call me back. I'll stay right here." It's like, "What do you mean, call me
what do you
back?"
mean, call me back? There's an entire movie about someone getting a call from a payphone. It's called Phone Book. I think it's called Phone Book. Phone Booth? Payphone? Whatever the name of that movie is. I think Colin Farrell is in it.
Oh, okay.
Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. And especially in a time where like it doesn't show up on your thing. Like, like a call log that like you can be like, "Oh yeah, let me just, press it and I'll call you right back." No. Like
Yeah, it's not like he was calling like on a modern day cell phone. Like, he was literally calling on like an untraceable like remote phone.
Yeah, those weren't like that back then.
No. But he did it anyway. Whatever.
Yep.
He calls Shaq. It's the bomber. He's like, I now want $3.7 million, which like you couldn't just go up to four.
Yeah. Yeah,
And he's
this
like,
bomber is something else.
Right? He just is not thinking critically. Like, if you're taking the money up, like, at least make it a full extra million.
Right. Make it worth it.
And also, I think that's kind of low for all this work you're doing, if I'm being quite
Yeah.
honest.
Yeah. That's a lot of
$3.7 million
effort.
is not that much money, even in the 90s, for how much work you're
Yeah.
doing.
Yeah, for sure. And
It's like,
all
how
the
much?
bombs he's made? Like, come on.
Yeah, how much money did you spend making bombs?
Right. Those things aren't cheap.
And you had to do it like discreetly, so you probably had to like spend extra money to like travel to go get material. Like, Jesus, sir. Let's put on our thinking caps when we're like committing domestic terrorism.
This is a great movie for us because we always love to pick apart like bad guys and villains and point out how dumb it is. This is the perfect movie for us.
Perfect movie for us. Because, like, I have more later. Trust. Don't you
Right.
believe
It
I
gets
do.
worse.
And so he tells Shaq that there is a bomb on a bus, and once the bus goes over 50 miles an hour, the bomb will be armed. And then if the bus drops below 50 after that, it will blow up. I need to know how that works, but whatever. And so the rules are that no one is allowed off the bus and that he wants his money in 2 hours at 11 a.m. He then tells him which bus it is, even though he said he wasn't going to tell him which bus it was. Like, Jack was like, which bus is it? He was like, I can't tell you that. It'll make it
I'm
too
not gonna tell you
easy
that.
on you. And then after he tells him the rules, he's like, yeah, the bus is on
By the way,
Sunset
it's this
and blah,
bus.
blah, blah. I
Yeah.
was like, why did you tell him? But whatever. And so Jack jumps in his car and goes to try to stop it. Meanwhile, Annie Porter is running after her bus because she missed it, but the bus driver Sam stops and lets her on. Like, he was like messing with her, and I thought it was kind of funny. Like, he completely heard her screaming his name, but he just like kept driving.
Kept
And like, he
driving.
drove at a speed that she could like catch up to the bus, but like, just kept going. It was funny.
Would have
Right? I was like,
You
oh,
make me
thank
run
you,
after
Sam.
you.
Punched him in the arm. Don't do that again. And so Jack chases the bus, but it ends up going over 50. So he tells Sam not to stop and hops on the bus after stealing a man's car and wrecking it. Jack calls Harry and tells him about the bomb. When Jack gets on the bus, a random man pulls a gun on him for some reason because I guess he thinks he's there for him, which is ridiculous. Like, he would have just stopped the bus. He wouldn't have
Bus, yeah.
hopped onto the bus just to arrest you.
Right.
You're insane, sir.
Yeah.
And then another man attacks the man with the gun, and then the gun goes off, and what's his name? Sam gets shot in the arm.
Sam, yeah, the
Yeah.
all these people on the bus, insane.
Insane. None of them
I
are
don't know what
thinking
they got
clearly.
going on, right? I don't know what they got going on in their heads, but they're like, I'm the main character right now, and I gotta do something. Like, no,
Yeah, and then
please.
they have that random tourist guy who is obviously a Canadian.
Yes.
Who knows what's happening? And so Annie takes over driving and tries to stop the bus, but Jack tells her no, and then he has to like
No.
tell everyone that there's a bomb on the bus, and everyone's like, why are you lying to us? It's like, you think I hopped on this bus for no reason?
Oh,
And then Jack's boss, Mac, catches up to their bus on a helicopter, and the bomber watches all of this happening from his house. Jack uses an access panel and describes the bomb to Harry, who gets intrigued when Jack mentions a gold watch. Annie then tells Jack that there is upcoming traffic, so they crash into like 50 cars and get off the freeway. Imagine you're just sitting there trying to go to work, and then your car gets smashed by a bus. It's like,
I
what?
just want to know what the lawsuits are going to be like.
Oh, they're gonna be hefty.
Oh, exactly.
They're gonna be so bad, and the insurance payouts are gonna be so bad. Everyone's insurance in the city of Los Angeles is going up.
Yeah. Yeah. I just. Mm-mm.
Everyone's insurance premiums are going through the roof.
Thanks, Annie.
And then something happens at the end, towards like the end of the movie. Oh, baby, the Los Angeles Police Department, their budget is going to be minuscule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And so, back at the station, Harry is trying to rack his brain on who the bomber could be, and he realizes that the bomber might be either a current or former cop. And then Amy, so sorry, her name is Annie. Annie races through the streets of L.A. during peak traffic time, by the way, might I tell you. But there's seemingly almost no one on the road.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you right now. Los Angeles around, let's say, 7 a.m. to about 9:30, 10 o'clock, those streets would have been crowded.
Yeah.
They would have had to just plow through cars because
And that's why I don't know why they set this movie in LA.
Yeah, didn't make any sense.
Like, I know it makes the driving thing more intense, but at that point it's like you can't even do that in LA.
You can't do that.
You'd have to let the bus explode.
Like the
because there's no way.
You would just have to tell them just to drive into like a wall and try not to explode other cars.
Right. It'd have to be one of those OJ things where he would have to stay on a freeway and they would just have to close everything else.
Close everything.
Because there's no way you're doing LA city streets with a bus.
And so, Annie is racing to the streets of Los Angeles and then she hits a baby carriage and she thinks she killed a baby, but really it's just full of cans. And Mac is able to get the police to do like an escort of the bus. And after some really dumb teacher almost gets some of her kids run over, they are able to drive safely until they make an extremely right turn and almost slip over the bus.
Yeah.
Like, how did the Los Angeles Police Department not know their own streets?
Right.
I'm like, you knew this turn was coming up. You really thought this bus could safely make this really wide turn at high speeds?
Right. Mm-mm.
Crazy. And so once they get back onto the freeway, Annie like asks why all of this is happening, and Jack tells her that it's a game for the bomber. Back at the station, they cannot find any cop that matches the bomber, so Harry starts looking into pension holders who live in Los Angeles. Which, weird, but...
Yeah.
Okay, he did it because the bomber is missing a finger, so he was like, maybe he's, like, retired.
Yeah, yeah.
He could have just been missing a finger, like...
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. And so the bomber calls Jack and tells him that it looks like he's trying to get people off the bus. And Jack is able to talk him into letting Sam off because he was shot.
He was shot, yeah.
Sam is able to successfully get off the bus, but some woman freaks out and tries to get off as well. And so the bomber blows the stairs and she falls and gets pretty much run over by the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
R.I.P. girl.
R.I.P. girl. Like, I get it. Stressful.
Very stressful. But, like, maybe if there's a bomb on the bus, you, like, listen to people and, like...
Yeah.
Don't make any sudden moves.
Yeah.
Well, everyone on the bus is crying. Mac finds out that there's a section of the freeway missing. And so, the bus has to jump it. And they do. Yep. It is a 50-foot jump. For context, that is a 5-story building. the length of a semi truck and the length
No.
of the Hollywood sign.
No.
Yep, they jumped that
No.
in a bus, only going
In a
like
bus going 50.
50. Maybe she put the pedal to the metal and got it up to like 70, maybe. But
Maybe.
she made a
Like, what is
50 foot
the
jump.
top speed of a bus anyway?
Who knows? It can't be more than like 80, right?
I
Because then it
wouldn't
would be
think
like
so.
impossible to stop.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
They
But the
did it.
fact that they did it, like the bomb didn't like jiggle or something and like
Right?
go off itself. Like
Were they not afraid that when, yeah, were they not afraid that when they like jumped and they landed, that it wouldn't like dislodge the bomb and just cause it just to go off, or like scrape the bomb and cause it to go off?
Or at that point, like hurt the rest of the people in the bus because what if like half of it broke off or something when you hit, when you finally land? Like
Insane. And so Jack then has them get off the freeway and go to the airport because they can drive around the tarmac and helicopters can't fly over and see what's happening.
yeah.
And so the bomber, which I don't think is true, but I think that helicopters can fly over the airport. They just need like special permission for that.
I think
Because
so. I
a
think.
couple of years ago, wasn't there like an incident on a plane, and then like we literally could see it from helicopters. Whatever, I don't care. And so the bomber then calls and asks for two large bags of money that are unmarked, which like duh.
Duh, of course.
Duh.
At least he got that right.
Yeah. And so Jack talks the bomber into letting him off so he can speak with the hostage negotiators. Mac wants to take off the hostages, but Jack doesn't want to risk it, so he wants to try to dismantle the bomb so that they put him like on a little cart thingy and put him underneath the bus so he can explain to Harry, because Harry's the one who actually knows how to disarm bombs. And so Harry like is in his ear and like tries to help him. While Harry is helping Jack, another officer finds out the bomber's identity. He is Howard Payne, a retired Atlanta bomb squad officer, and he retired after he lost his finger in like an explosion. Which, like, lucky you, sir. You only lost a
Yeah, I
finger.
know. Just your finger?
Like,
I love
could
how
have been
that's
much
it's very
worse.
specific. Right. It's
Yeah.
very specific, but
It could
it's,
have been your whole
you're
hand.
good. Right. It
Yeah.
could have been your arm.
Yeah. I'd say you were lucky.
Yeah. Same.
And since Jack can't defuse the bomb, Harry's like, I'm gonna go get Howard. And so Jack ends up getting knocked off his cart because I guess they didn't like tie down the like rope they were using for
No.
him, and then they didn't try to like rope him back in once it started getting loose. And then also he hit like some random tire that was just on the tarmac.
Right. I
Just no preparation was done. Like,
No.
no. And
No.
so Jack ends up having to like stab the gas tank to keep himself from rolling underneath like the wheels of a bus.
Yeah.
And then the people on the bus have to pull him back in through a service hatch, and now the bus is leaking gas.
Fast, yeah.
Harry and a squad show up to Howard's house and they get blown up. Why? Because they weren't being smart.
No.
You know this man sets up bombs and you didn't like send in like a bomb like robot or anything, or have some bomb
Right.
sniffing dogs with you. You just went
Right.
into the house.
Yeah, also the fact that there was no caution at all. Like, what if he was armed? Like,
Yeah.
not even, like, even if he didn't have a bomb, he could have been armed. He could have set something up for you, like some type of trap, but no. They're just like, we got him. We gotta go get
Broke into the house. He had like a motion
Yeah.
detector set to a
Yep.
bomb. And then
Yep.
they didn't even try to like run out.
Nope. They're just like, oh, well, I'm dead.
Well, I'm dead. Like he could, like there was a window behind him. He could have like ran to the window and like jumped
Jump.
out. Like just shot at the window while he was like running towards it and just jumped out the window. He didn't even
Jump
try
out,
that.
yeah. No.
Also, I thought he had a bum leg.
He does.
Why was he there?
I don't even know.
Yeah, so really dumb. Don't know why they weren't expecting that. That was like the first
Yeah, I
thing on
don't
my
know.
mind when they got there. I was like, why are you going in?
Right. Zero precaution.
Zero precaution. So we all know now that the LAPD has the worst bomb squad in America.
Yeah. Also, they're severely understaffed that they're sending an injured officer out into the field.
And so Howard then calls Jack and he taunts him about Harry's death and that he can't be beat. And then he gives Jack a drop point for the cash. Jack then has a little minty bee, like we all do. And
Yeah,
so
which is fair.
Annie has to calm him down. And then Jack finds a camera on the bus and realizes that Howard has been watching everything
The whole
and
time.
tells Mac, who gets some news cameras to like tape over the signal and then loop it
Yeah.
to allow everyone to get off. And they're only able to tape it for like a minute.
Yeah.
So it's like a
Yeah.
minute long loop. Which interesting. And so I need to know how that worked.
Yeah, I don't.
How did they find that man's signal so fast? How did that signal carry so far?
Right.
And how were they able to loop over it? But
Also, the fact that you were able to loop something like that.
yeah.
It's not like, those heist movies where they loop up just an empty hallway or whatever. There's actual people on this bus. It's not like you can just loop it.
I mean, Jack told everyone to sit incredibly
I
still.
know, but I don't know. I feel like you'd be able to tell.
I mean, I would be able to tell if Jack hadn't moved
Yeah,
in over a
exactly.
minute. And I'm like,
Yeah.
why are you not trying to figure out a plan? Why are you just
Right.
standing
Like,
there?
this is a hostage situation with a ticking time bomb. Like,
Yeah.
there's got to be some type of movement.
And so, yeah, they do that. It works, I guess.
Yeah.
And so Jack gets everyone off, and he and Annie can't get off, and so they have to slide out via an access door, and the bus crashes into a carrier plane, which insurance premiums, lawsuits,
Through the roof.
economic impacts, ecologic impacts. At least
Also, the fact
two
that that
pilots
airport
are
must
dead
now be
now.
shut down.
Yeah, the airport needs to be shut down. There's at least two pilots dead now, but they think this is a success.
They got out alive. That's what
The
matters.
people on the bus got out alive, not those two, at least
Yeah,
two
no.
pilots that
The
were
bus
on.
is what matters, Jordan. The bus is what matters. Awful.
Insane. Why were they moving planes on this tarmac? Now the airport's going to be involved in the lawsuit as well.
Dude.
It's bad for the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's going down for them.
It's going down. And so Howard still doesn't know about the bus. And so they try to catch him at the money job. And for some reason, they take Annie with them.
It's one of
I
those
don't.
I'm so involved that I might as well finish it out kind of deals, and I'm
I
like,
don't understand what. Like, literally, everyone else got taken to the hospital or by
Yeah.
police. And then Annie just went with them to the drop point. And then
If
they
I was
left her
Annie, I would have
by
been like, get me
herself.
the hell away. Get me the hell
Yeah,
away from this thing.
right? I want to go home.
I would have been so stressed. I've been driving a bus with a bomb on it for the past however long. I need to
Like
get
I
out
was
of here.
supposed to, like I was supposed to go to court today. I just want to go back home.
Right.
And so yeah. Where was I? Howard finally realizes that the camera is on loop. And so he sees Annie on the street. And so he just kidnaps her. Because, like I said, they just left her alone.
Yeah.
And so he takes the money after they drop it because he, like, cut a hole through the streets. And it falls down into, like, the subway station, which I don't think there's a subway station there. I could be wrong.
I don't
live in
so.
LA. I only visit. So I don't know how there's... I always thought their subway thingy was, like, above ground, but it could be underground. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I only know the Bay Area.
I genuinely don't know anything about LA. Yeah. Oh, I know stuff about LA. I don't know about, like, their transit system.
Their train system.
And so, yeah, when they drop the money, they're, like, waiting for Howard to show up, which, like, why would he just show up? Like, be for real. Be for real. And when he doesn't, Jack realizes that something is wrong, and so he runs over there, finds the hole, and then just jumps into it. He's like, I'll find it. And so he goes down there to find Howard, and he does find Howard, but he's like with Annie, who is wearing a bomb. Mm-hmm. And so Howard then runs off with Annie, and Jack follows them onto a subway train. Howard shoots the train operator and also the panel. And he tells
this
Annie,
man was ready to die.
Yeah. And so he tells Annie that he will use her explosion death as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's really a very unserious, dumb man, because he opens the money bags, and of course there's a dye pack in there. Like, of course.
Of course.
And, like, how did he not expect that?
Jordan, I feel like this whole time he's been just getting through this thing on vibes only.
And not only is there a dye pack in that money, there's also a tracking device. Like, Howard is not bright. Like, actually, no one in this movie is bright. But
no.
Howard, have you never seen a heist movie, like, at all?
No.
Like, I thought you were a police officer. Like, how do you not know?
Different division.
I thought he was the same division. I thought he was also a bomb squad person.
I know.
But, like, come on. How did you, like, a dye pack? That is one of the first things.
Yeah.
They do that at banks. So what makes you think they wouldn't do it for this?
Right.
Dumb. But I guess at a bank it would be easier to find, because then you just be like, open the bag just to see if a dye pack was in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wasn't thinking very clearly. And so Howard fights Jack on top of the subway. Like, he, like, hears Jack on top. And so he just goes up there and starts fighting him. When he didn't have to. He didn't have to
he
do
did
that.
Not. He didn't.
But he did
He's so extra.
Anyway. And he gloats to Jack about how much smarter he is than Jack before he gets decapitated by a light in the tunnel. Like, literally seconds later.
Yeah. The karma was real. It was instant.
And what's so funny is he was not smarter than Jack. He was probably just as smart, if not dumber.
Dumber.
Than Jack.
He was definitely dumber.
And so Jack gets inside of the train car, and he takes the, like, vest off of Annie, but he doesn't have keys to take off her cuffs, and so they can't leave the train.
No.
And also, Matt calls them, or calls the train, at least, and he tells Jack to stop the train because the track ends. Like, they didn't finish the track. And I'm like, why are there trains on the track then?
Right.
If it's not complete.
The drama, Jordan. It's the drama.
And so, And so Jack is like, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna speed up the train so that it will jump the track. And I'm like, that makes no sense.
No sense.
Like, that would just flip over the train. But it doesn't. Like, it actually works.
It
They
works.
somehow jump the track and then end up on the streets of LA. I don't even know how that happened. I can't
Yeah.
explain to you how it went from being underground to
To now
being
on the
in front
streets.
of the Chinese theater.
Yes.
Made no sense to me, but
No.
it did. And then Annie and Jack then kiss, and that's the end of the movie.
Woohoo!
Woohoo.
Isn't it nice when a movie works out, Jordan?
Did it work out though?
No, but you
The
know.
millions of dollars of property damage. Who knows how many people died?
Yeah.
Insanity. So, are you ready for the movie facts?
Yes.
First one, Sandra Bullock actually learned to drive a bus for the film, and she passed her test on her first attempt.
Hey, okay.
Yay! So, you ever need someone to drive a bus for you, just call
Right.
good old Sandy. The bus jump scene was done twice, as the bus landed too smoothly the first time, and the bridge was like actually there, but they just like erased it digitally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The scene in which Annie takes the chewing gum out of her mouth and pretends to put it on her seat in order to have an excuse to change seats and move away from the obnoxious tourist guy,
Yeah.
it was improvised.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sandra did it herself. She was like, how would
It's
I
like,
get away from this man?
right. How would I do this?
this one's funny. The film literally ran out of money before it was completed. And so when the film was first being previewed for an audience, the subway scenes were animated storyboards, and the audience loved them so much that the studio came up with the extra money to shoot the scenes.
Nah.
I
Love that it's the subway scene that really sold them.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? That will really make the
That's,
movie.
yeah. That this is what's gonna make me love this movie when it comes out.
This rushed ending. Yep.
Exactly. Hilarious.
Last movie fact. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock fell in love while filming, and they never dared confess it until decades later on The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
I remember that. I
Yep.
remember that.
How weird would that be, though? Like, you guys,
Keanu
like,
Reeves and
actually.
Sandra.
Yeah. That would be a weird pairing.
I feel like it could make sense though. Kind of like the opposites attract kind of deal.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, she's super sweet.
Yeah.
I could see it.
She's had bad luck with love, so maybe.
Yeah.
I think she's single now, so. Oh, I think he's
Yeah.
married though.
He
Oh,
is
boo.
married. Yeah, he got
Boo.
married recently.
Marriages end.
Yeah, they do. Sandra, if you're
Marriages.
listening. Just,
Yeah,
keep
just
it,
wait a
keep
little
it, keep
while.
an eye out. Keep an
Keep
eye
your ear to
out.
the street. Yeah.
Yeah, if y'all are confessing your love, how many years later, you can do it again.
You could do it again.
It's gonna be an epic love story, Sandra, I'm telling you.
You'd be a cute little couple.
Yeah.
And then we can get a speed three.
No.
Hopefully, this time, we keep it to things that actually move fast, not cruise ships. Okay? Maybe let's do the next one on a
Yeah.
plane. That could be
Yeah, let's make it
fun.
realistic. Yeah.
Yeah, just no more cruise ships. Don't do that again. That was
No,
dumb. I
not a good
actually
thing.
watched that movie. That was
Did
awful.
you really? Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that brings us to the question, Kelly. Is this movie iconic?
I'm gonna say yes.
I also put yes.
Yeah, I it's a good action movie. We get young Keanu Reeves in this. We get young Sandra Bullock, so obviously great. But I think there's just enough, like, there's just so much going on in this movie. Like, there's literally never a dull moment in this movie.
No, because literally they'll face one problem, they'll get a second to breathe, and then
Immediately
immediately
face.
they have another problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of funny. So, like, yeah, this is just fast action packed. So, yeah, I'm down.
A fun time.
Iconic.
A movie I would have loved to see in theaters. I know
Yeah.
sometimes they put old movies back in theaters. Like I watched The Matrix in theaters. Let's bring this one back. I'd love to see it on a big screen.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, I also said it's iconic. It's we're completely ridiculous.
Yes.
But it was fun. I had a
It's a good
fun
time.
time. Sandra Bullock obviously elevates any movie she is in.
True.
So for that alone, it's iconic. Yeah. We gave it the iconic stamp of approval.
Yes.
Okay, Kelly, what are your recommendations for this week?
Okay. I might be stealing one of yours.
I had a feeling you
So
would, so
maybe
I have four.
okay. We can just join this one, right?
Okay.
Hiss by Megan Thee Stallion.
Yep.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Enough said. We don't need to go into it. Enough said. Megan
Enough
said it
said.
all.
Megan said it
So
all. And some people were
yeah.
hurt, obviously.
People were hurt.
Were hurt.
No names were dropped. A lot was
Yeah.
said, and now
Not
everyone's hurt.
everyone's hurt. And honestly, good for her.
Yeah. Good for her. I love that for you. My second recommendation is Again by Fetty Wap.
Okay.
It showed up on my day list Spotify playlist last night, and I was like, "Hey yo, I totally forgot about Fetty Wap." So
What did happen to Fetty
he's in jail. He's in prison.
Wap? Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's in prison for drug trafficking.
Sir, you had a whole ass rap career. Why are you pushing drugs?
He was sentenced in 22.
I don't think that's what they meant with pushing P. They didn't mean pushing drugs. They didn't mean
Yeah.
pushing pills.
Yeah, they that wasn't literal advice. So yeah. Oh, cracker. I forgot what my third one was. I didn't write it down. So what are your recommendations? If I remember, I'll say it, but
Let's see. My written down recommendations are first one is Candyman by Flyana Boss. That's a fun little song. I actually really like Flyana Boss. I like other songs other than that You Wish song. I mean, that You Wish song is okay, but they have other songs that are better.
Yeah.
So yeah, Candyman by Flyana Boss. I can skip his. Southern Delicacy by Jalynn Josie.
Okay.
That was a really fine. I think it was an EP. I don't think it was technically long enough to be an
An album.
album,
Okay.
but some really good songs on there.
No.
Willie's Interlude, which you would think is an actual interlude because there are interludes on that album. It's not, but it's really good. It's a very well
Okay.
sung song. I really enjoyed it. That was like my like real highlight from that EP album, whatever that was.
Okay.
And then my last recommendation is Bad For Me by Stacey Ryan. Another good song. She has a really good
Okay.
voice too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really enjoyed that. Okay, Kelly, were you able to think of
No,
that
I
last
can't.
re
I can't remember. I think it was a show, but I can't remember now. My brain is off.
Okay. Let's work through this. What type of show was it? Was it a Action show, comedy
It's an
show,
action show, but it's not an American show.
oh, you
So
lost
that's
me
why I
then.
can't remember the name. Maybe
It's all
it'll be a next week recommendation. How about that?
okay, yeah. Don't forget to write it down.
Yes.
That's all you for next week. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our social media. We have a Twitter and Instagram. They're both at SYTYI Podcast. Also, don't forget to send us your movie requests or your movie stories at our email, SYTYIPodcast@gmail.com. Next, I think it starts next week. Yeah, next week, Black History Month. Yay!
Yay.
Yay. Also, the Super Bowl is next week, which is insane. No, not the Super
No,
Bowl.
it's
The
not.
Grammys are next week, is what I was thinking of. I'm so
Yeah.
sorry. The
I'm
Super Bowl
like
is
the Super Bowl's like
literally
2 weeks.
the next week. Sorry.
Yeah.
So February is like jam-packed with stuff, actually. Because literally it's Grammys, Super Bowl, President's Day weekend.
Yep.
And then I think after that, it's the Oscars, I think. I
That
could be
sounds about
wrong.
right.
Sounds about right. Who
Club,
knows?
another club,
But another
another
club.
club.
So much stuff to do in February. So much going on. And also, I have a little rant about the Super Bowl. Why is Super Bowl on a Sunday? Please, can we please move it to a Saturday? Please, why do you have all these people staying up super late? Because it's people are always up super late watching the
Yeah,
Super
that's
Bowl.
true.
It
That's
never
true.
ends before like 9 o'clock.
Nope.
Like, people are drinking all day. Like, please, can we start doing the Super Bowl on a Saturday so that people have
No.
the next day to recover? Because people
No.
have to go to work the next day. Please.
I've had people call out the
I'm sure
day after
you have.
the
I'm sure you have. Because people are
Because they
literally
just went too
drinking
hard
all day.
all day. Because football games are very long, and then it gets
Yeah.
longer because of the halftime show.
The halftime show, all the commercial, they throw in extra
Commercials.
commercials.
Yes, they do. It's like a 6 hour thing.
It's a entire day event. And then depending on where they're having the Super Bowl really like shapes like how long you will be up. Like if it's on the East Coast
And you're watching on the West Coast, you're
and you're
screwed.
watching on the West Coast, you're screwed. Like it's a whole thing. It's really bad.
Yeah.
So
I just hope the halftime show is good. That's
thank
all.
goodness, it's in Las Vegas this year, so we might not have to be up that late. I mean, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch the halftime show and
Yeah,
then I'm
you're
gonna
not watching
go
it.
do whatever the fuck I want to do. But for the people who are watching it, I mean, maybe I'll watch if the 49ers are in it.
Would you?
Maybe.
Okay.
Their game is today,
They play.
right?
Yes, their game is today.
Yeah, if they win and they go to the Super Bowl, maybe I'll sneak a peek just to
I'll let you
see
know.
how it goes. But yeah. So pray for everyone for Super Bowl weekend. Maybe that means I'll have a chill Monday work from home day
You probably will.
because everybody will be so hungover. Because they think that at the tender age of 40, they can still drink like they could when they were 20.
When they really shouldn't be.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Good luck with that. But yeah, send us movie requests or your movie stories. Do you like this movie? Were you on the streets of LA when they were filming this movie? Let us know. SYTYIPodcast@gmail.com. Share us with your friends and your family. Subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Cool. Everyone, have a good week. January is almost over. If you're listening to this when we drop this episode, it's the last day of
Last
January.
day of
Thank
January.
God. January has been a long month.
January felt very long compared to like how November and December felt.
Yeah. December
I'm
went
like,
by
sometimes,
like that.
oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel
Which.
like when like looking at the calendar for January, I've like I would look at it at work and be like, we got how long left?
Right, we're still in this month.
We haven't been here for like 4 weeks already. Like, I don't.
And then, of course, even with the extra day, February is going to go by
very quickly.
There's only 29 days.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get through this.
We will.
So everyone, stay safe out there and stay iconic.
Stay iconic, y'all.
Bye.